As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Friday, September the 2nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of news. Hard facts, certainly that. Workable solutions as well. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're most certainly not alone. But you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in area code 512-904-8014. You join us live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me the old-fashioned way, snail mail, William Roberts, P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter. That's E-X-E-T-E-R, Exeter, Missouri, the big Mo to me, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, channel 16, and talkstreamlive.com, all carrying the broadcast this morning. And thank you, gentlemen, for doing so. Our call number remains 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. Precious metals surge on jobs report. Swiss franc up, crude and U.S. dollar index in decline. We'll talk about that in the market segment. Green agenda, subsidy dependent, big bank sued, AT&T trust busters. Go into that in the news basket. Federal Reserve, central banking, United Nations, future of cities, the lure of empire, physiology, social classes. I don't know where we'll go today as far as we can get, and that's for sure. Let's go into our market report for this morning, Friday, September the 2nd. 2011, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, found gold 1 hour ago up $51.40 a troy ounce at $1,876.80. Wow. Hang on to your hat, kids. Silver up $1.51 at $43.01. Sure hope you took advantage of that dip in silver. Platinum up $27 this morning. Gold is above platinum, wow, at $1,872 even. Palladium up $2 at $782. The lows and the highs of the gold spot market this morning, $1,825.60 for a low, $1,882.30 for a high. At $1,876.80, your gold is up year to year, $624.20 for a 49.88% return on your investment in RM, that precious noble metal. The London Gold Fix this morning, the price fixers, the London Bullion Market Association, ran up their flags, dinged the bell, and set the price at $1,854, and it's been trading above that. The SPDR gold shares overnight, ostensibly unchanged, they claim to be holding 1,232.31 metric tons of something in their electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $72.1 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, sea of red last night, all across Asia, all the way through Europe. Hang on to your hats. If you're in the stock market, it's going to be a wild ride today. Off 120 yesterday, closing off at 11,494. NASDAQ closed down 33 at 2546, and the S&P 500 closed down 14 at 1204. We'll be right back.
How's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back again here on our Friday, September the 2nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, we're seeing quite a dandy spike in the precious metals. Let's go back through and review this one more time. Just got to say it. Love to hear it. Gold this morning, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, was trading up $51.40 an ounce at $1,876.80 on a lot of disappointing numbers, especially the jobs report. We'll go to that in a moment. Silver up $1.51 at $43.01 an ounce. Platinum up $27 at $1,872. Palladium up $2 at $782. The lows and the highs one more time, $1,825.60 for a low, $1,882.30 for a high. A big spread developing in there, but at $1,876.80, your gold is up $624.20 for a 49.88% return on your investment. Again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, if you go up on Market Watch, you go up on the Bloomberg website and take a look at it. Yesterday, we had a lot of low closings in American marketplaces. Of course, that turned right around and became a contagion in Asia and spread right into Europe. We've been in the red for the last 24 hours. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 120 at 11,494. The NASDAQ closed down 33 at 2546. The S&P 500 closed off 14 at 1204. Crude oil this morning off $2.12. Good news for drivers, I suppose. At $86.81 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, West Texas Intermediate delivered as it is in the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma, $86.81. That's quite a number. At U.S. dollar index this morning off 9 basis points, virtually unchanged at 74.46. And yet, we see colossal changes going on in the foreign exchange rates this morning. The Canadian loonie off 30 basis points at $1.02 U.S. The Mexican peso drops 27 basis points at 8 cents U.S. The euro off 0.06, almost no change there, at $1.43. The British pound up 35 basis points at $1.62, and that Swiss franc goes up by 233% as people flood into the franc looking for safe haven and gold and silver and platinum and palladium and rhodium and anything that has a semblance of value. Up 233%, the Swiss franc knocking them down this morning at $1.29 against the U.S. buckaroonie. The bond market, the yield on the 2-year treasuries is at 0.19%. The 10-year yield is 2.06. The 30 is at 3.41%, which impacts the mortgage market, where this morning we find the 15-year fixed rate national average coming down from 3.55% to 3.39%. The 30 moves down as well from 4.42 a month ago to 4.26 this morning. Locked in stone as it is, the prime rate at 3.25%. Your gold to silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 43.61 ounces of gold to bring home 1 ounce of silver. Into the Econoday calendar we go for the good news and the bad news. Well, there's just no good news. Let's go into it. Bloomberg's Consumer Comfort Index, this one came out yesterday during the broadcast. All we had was a consensus. Here's the highlight. Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index for the August 27th week slipped to a minus 49.1 from a minus 47 the previous period. The gauge dropped to a record low among the lowest income America. Yeah, poor Americans are not feeling very comfortable. And why should they? The comfort survey showed declines in all three of the subcomponents. The index of Americans' views of the economy fell to a minus 87.3 last week from a minus 84.3. 94% of those surveys had a negative view of the economy, matching the high this year. Not good. The gauge of personal finance dropped to a minus 6.1 after a minus 4.5 reading in the prior period. All right, personal finances, not looking good. Got a lot of zeros in my checkbook. A measure of the buying climate decreased to a minus 54 from a minus 52. Some 77% said it was a bad time to buy. That's right, a bad time to buy. Well, let's go on to the next one. People not too comfortable this morning. The ISM Manufacturing Index, we touched on this one yesterday, but August didn't prove that bad of a month for the manufacturing sector based on ISM data, which shows what could be described as no worse than mixed results. Do we need to say anything more? It's just a little less bad than it has been before. Construction spending, you know, you got to have the construction to bail us out. Home Depot and everybody else depends upon it. Meeks and all the construction companies. Construction spending fell in July. Now, that's not the time for construction spending to fall, folks. In July and August and September and October and November, that's when you build like madmen. And we're not. Not good. Construction outlays in July declined 1.3% following a revised 1.6% advance in June. So it's basically flat in 2 months. The July decrease fell short of analyst forecasts for a 0.2% rise. However, the June revision essentially offsets that miss. The July decrease was led by a drop in public sector outlays. Government isn't going to help out here, with private residential and private non-residential also slipping. Yep, the cheese has fallen off the crackers. The Monster Employment Index, this is where you go up on the internet, go up online and try and find jobs not only around the United States of America, but also around the world. Well, didn't get what they needed here either. The Monster Employment Index rose 3 points in August to 147 for year-on-year growth of 8%. The reports note increased demand for retail workers, which it said may be tied to the back-to-school season. Demand for transportation and warehousing workers is also showing strength, all right? So we talked about this yesterday. These are all the Wally World, all those aisles full of back-to-school stuff and the back-to-school clothes, yeah, all that. there's a huge marketplace there, and then demand for transportation. Again, this is all your Bluebird drivers, all the people that are out there driving school buses for school. Demand for transportation, warehousing workers, yep, they're stacking them to the roof. They sure are down at Sam's Club. Anyway, you got to have buyers. There's two parts to every sale. You need a buyer and a seller. The employment situation, not looking good. Not looking good. I could give you the numbers. Well, let's just give you some of the numbers. The average work week in America, folks, for all workers prior was 34.3 hours per week. Now it's down to 34.2 hours. That means the average person in America works part-time. Part-time jobs, that's right. The unemployment rate, now they claim it, it's a 9.1%. Go over and visit with John Williams at shadowstat.com and get the real numbers for yourself. But let's go into the highlight. Apparently, the recent federal debt ceiling debate, the fiasco, and stock market decline spooked businesses to put a hold on hiring. Ain't no work here. They took the sign down. They brought it in the building. Payroll jobs were unchanged in August following a revised 85,000 increase in July and a revised 20,000 in June. So if you keep jiggling the numbers, you could make it look a little less bad. The market consensus, updated on Thursday afternoon, called for a 60,000 increase for the latest month. Revisions for June and July were down a net 58,000. As in recent months, private sector employment was a little less weak, a little less dead, a little less dying, a little less weak since government jobs pulled down the total. Private non-farm payrolls edged up 17,000 in August, followed a 156 gain in July, 75,000 increase in June. Altogether, not looking good, and the market is reflecting it this morning.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So if the jobs numbers didn't deal a devastating blow early on in the marketplace, these articles spread all over the Wall Street Journal homepage certainly did. U.S. said ready to sue big banks over mortgages. The FHFA to seek billions in compensations. Frankfurt Auto Market Watch, a federal U.S. agency, is ready to sue more than a dozen major banks, arguing that they misrepresented the quality of mortgage securities they put together and sold in the run-up to the bursting of the housing bubble, the New York Slime reported Friday. That's right. The report said Federal Housing Finance Agency, wow, what a lot of words that is, which oversees mortgage firms Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, is expected to file the lawsuits in federal court today or next Tuesday after the Holy Day. The agency is expected to seek billions in compensation. The suits are aimed at Bank of America Corporation, Goldman Sachs Group Inc., Junius P. Morgan, Chase & Company, the Deutsche Bank AG, and others. The report said, citing three unidentified individuals briefing on the matter, the FHFA will argue that the banks failed to meet their due diligence duties under securities laws and failed to spot evidence that borrowers' incomes were overstated or falsified. The report said, the securities backed by the mortgages quickly lost value when many borrowers proved unable to meet payments. The lawsuit aims to secure reimbursement for losses on securities held by Fannie and Freddie. Private investors have attempted to force banks to buy back mortgage-backed funds, and it continues, okay? The U.S. banking sector has already suffered a massive loss of confidence and remains incredibly fragile. Well, it's not all. Let's continue. Goldman falls further on Fed sanctions. New York Market Watch, right off the top of the Wall Street Journal's website, shares of Goldman Sachs added to their losses on Thursday afternoon following word that the Federal Reserve sanctioned the firm over deficient practices involving residential mortgage loan servicing and foreclosure processing at its former subsidiary, Lytton Loan Servicing LP. Well, they didn't talk about robo-signing in here. Maybe that won't be the purpose of this particular lawsuit. But as we've read in the past, even Lloyd Blinkfoin is lawyering up. Earlier, the shares had sold off on a report that is soon expected to reach a similar deal with New York State banking regulators, pledging to stop a controversial home mortgage foreclosure practice known as, oh, here it is, robo-signing. Robo-signing. The Fed action orders Goldman Sachs to retain an independent consultant to review the foreclosure proceedings initiated by Lytton that were pending at any time in 2009 or 2010 and provide remediation to borrowers who suffered financial injury as a result of wrongful foreclosures or other deficiencies identified. The Fed added that monetary sanctions are appropriate and that it will announce them later. You want to talk about the Lilliputians taking their little wedges and going around the base of the monolith here and finding the cracks? Well, I'll tell you what, the Lilliputians are doing big things, all right? Whether you go up and visit with Alfred Adisk and Donna Behrens, or whether you jump over and visit with Rule of Law Radio, Randy Kelton, and the crew over there, no matter where you go, all of our legal beagles are finding all of the holes in this mortgage fraud, this mortgage scam, this broken chain of title. And this may have been the straw that broke the camel's back. It's going to continue to escalate, folks. People are looking for blood. big pockets, deep hands, and they want a little bit of justice. Bank of America, here's off Bloomberg, leads lenders lower on a report of a lawsuit, again, by the U.S. agency. This is take number two. Jakob Grieber and Laura Marcinek writing this one collaboratively today for Bloomberg. New news. Bank of America Corporation led declines among the biggest U.S. lenders in early New York trading after a report that more than a dozen large banks will be sued by the U.S. Federal Housing Finance Agency. Bank of America fell 7.5%, while J.P. Morgan Chase slipped 2.1%. Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and the Deutsche Bank are among firms that may be sued by the agency for misrepresenting the quality of mortgage securities. So this is just kind of a rehash. But this market is all about credit and banks right now. All right? So this is what we're seeing today. A potential lawsuit is an uncertainty that can go on for years. That gets the market quite nervous. And, of course, when the market is quite nervous, what do? They do the same thing you and I do. We seek safety, safety and security, safe havens. And that, of course, is gold, silver, platinum, palladium, rhodium, and apparently these days, the Swiss franc. Bank of America, being at the epicenter of these problems, is going to get smashed, said Naimi. That would be Nadir Saimi, a Sydney-based strategist for AMP Capital Investors Limited, which manages about $100 billion. A potential lawsuit is, quote, again, an uncertainty that can go on for years. Well, there's more to that. Let's jump over here. Stocks extend the drop. Treasury surge as U.S. job data seek signal a weak recovery. What recovery? Nick Baker and Rita Nazareth. Oh, Nazareth, huh? Yeah, right. He's not Irish. Stocks extended declines, indicating the Standard & Poor's 500 index will slump a second day. All right. While treasuries and gold rose after a report showed American employers added no jobs in August, and oil retreated. Well, that's the way it goes. Payrolls were unchanged last month, the weakest reading since September of 2010, after an 85,000 gain in July. That was less than initially estimated. Labor Department data showed in Washington. The median forecast in a Bloomberg News survey called for a rise of 65,000. Didn't get it. The jobs report was just ugly. I'm telling you, folks, hang on to your hat. Michael Mullady, who helps manage $9.5 billion at Fiduciary Trust in Boston, said in a telephone interview, quote, we've been watching deceleration of economic activity on a global basis. Does that increase the odds of a recession? Question mark. He says it's a coin toss at this point, 50-50. Well, the obverse and the reverse of that coin is still recession, no matter which head hits the table first. Employment in U.S. stagnated in August, and the jobless rate at 9.1%. It's a wash, folks. The news basket this morning is a wash. This is the number they didn't want to hear. Employment in the U.S. unexpectedly stagnated in August, and the jobless rate held at 9.1%. Again, that number is drastically low, as American employers became less confident in the strength of the recovery. Payrolls were unchanged last month, the weakest reading since September of 2010, after an 85,000 gain in July that was less than initially estimated. The first U.S. credit downgrade, political squabbling over the budget, and mounting fear of a default in Europe caused Standard & Poor's 500 index to plummet 17%. From July of 22nd to August 8th, prompting consumers and companies to cut back. The lack of hiring is one reason. Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom Alev Israel Bernanke last week said the central bank still has tools available to stimulate growth. Yeah, they do, right? You better put some fresh batteries in that stimulator there, Bubba. Quote, net employment flatlined in August, close quote, said Ellen Zentner, a senior U.S. economist at Nomura Securities International, Inc. in New York, who forecast a decline of 5,000, said before the report, quote, when the outlook is uncertain, businesses don't hire. Calls that we're on the cusp of a recession or already there are not completely unwarranted. So even though I keep talking about all the recession's over, you know, we're in recovery. Don't you believe it. These people are like Matt. They just lie in front of the door.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And I think I'm just going to jump right over to this and talk about it for a moment. Going to a banking article out of the Encyclopedia Britannica 1960s edition. The Constitution, they say here under an article titled Banking, the Constitution plainly intended to take all such responsibility from the individual states and lodge it in the federal government. And since bank liabilities in the form of circulating notes constituted the principal part of circulating medium, the federal government's responsibility included the regulation of bank notes. Now, it's kind of an interesting thing going on here. We can talk about the creation of the Federal Reserve System back in 1913 and then forward from there. But there's a lot to this particular article, which I'm going to cover a little bit more extensively next week. But the national banks were required to hold reserves in varying proportions to their bank deposits. Depending upon the location of the banks in the Central Reserve cities, New York, Chicago, and St. Louis, were required to hold their reserves in the form of vault cash. Vault cash. Now, this is the old days. This is when there was something that would actually fold in half, you know, silver certificates, gold certificates. silver, gold, you know, real money. Money, money, money. Well, that's not the case anymore. But anyway, it continues. It says, the so-called country banks, national banks, located neither in Central Reserve nor Reserve cities, were permitted to hold a portion of their reserves in the form of deposits. We hear all about these reserves, you know, increasing the need to increase the reserves. The system, located neither in Central Reserve nor Reserve cities, were permitted to hold a proportion of their reserve in the form of deposits. Now, that's going to play into this very strongly as we proceed. We're permitted to hold a proportion of their reserve in the form of deposits with national banks located in reserve cities of either category. This system produced the pyramiding of reserves noted above, the concentration being most serious in New York. And, of course, New York has always been the principal in all of this. It is widely believed that this concentration led to recurrent financial panics. In periods of monetary stringency, many banks would call upon their reserve city correspondent banks for cash. This action, in turn, would involve substantial withdrawals from the New York City banks, and the latter, being aware of this eventuality, typically had their funds invested in call money loans, which would have to be called with consequent liquidation and declines in security prices. To these substantial defects must be added certain others, some major, some minor. Provisions for the clearing of checks were inefficient or unsatisfactory. There was no unified banking system in the sense of the central bank with powers to influence and control the flow of money and credit. And during this period, moreover, the independent treasury system established in 1836 continued to be operative in spite of the fact that national banks could be employed both as fiscal agents and depositories. Well, then it continues. The district, or the defects here described, led to serious discussions of the monetary and banking system, culminating in the establishment of a National Monetary Commission in 1908, and leading ultimately to the establishment of the Federal Reserve System, the enactment of the Federal Reserve System in 1913, effected substantial improvement, they say, in the banking system of the United States, but at least in its original formulation, it fell far short of meeting the most important requirements of a central banking system. Now, at this particular point in this article, we've just gone through the history of banking from the beginning of time, basically. But I'm going to jump over. We can come back to that on another day. And let's go to this one, and it's another article out of the same encyclopedia system. And it's the Federal Reserve System, Monetary and Credit Policies of the Federal Reserve System. These policies, springing from the exercise of certain powers given to the system by statute, represent, in terms of their influence upon the degree of economic stability, upon the level of economic activity, and upon the price level, responsibilities which go far beyond the service functions described above. The Federal Reserve System, through its power to alter the size, the availability, and the cost of commercial bank reserves, may influence greatly the magnitude of commercial bank deposits in the United States. Loans made by, we're talking about the toolbox here, this is little Benny, little Benny and little Timmy working together, this is their toolbox, all right? The Federal Reserve System, through its power to alter the size, the availability, and the cost of commercial bank reserves, we've been hearing about these reserve ratios all across Europe, all around America, all the banks, the consolidations, the closures, and the cost of commercial bank reserves may influence greatly the magnitude of commercial bank deposits in the United States. Funny enough, well, I'll just do it this way. Loans made by the commercial banks ordinarily emerge as increased deposits either in the bank making the loan or in another bank. Can you imagine? You loan somebody money and it shows up as an increased deposit. But, of course, we've got to go back to the Medici. And look at the double entry bank keeping accounting principles to understand that better. But let's continue. Let's drop down a little bit further, or changes in the total size of the commercial bank reserves will have effects upon the volume of new loans and deposits. So as they continue to make these little jiggles like this, it has an effect upon the volume of new loans and deposits. The Federal Reserve System exercises its regulatory powers in several ways. The toolbox again. the most important of which may be described as the instruments of indirect control. These instruments have proportion, have to do with the proportion, excuse me, these instruments have to do with, one, the determination of the legal reserve ratio, right? The legal reserve ratio, i.e., the proportion of its deposits which a member bank must hold where? In a Federal Reserve Bank. In its reserve account. Two, the control of the discount rate, sometimes referred to as the rediscount rate. And three, the control of open market operations. So we hear about the Open Market Committee, the Federal Open Market Committee. We'll come back to that in a moment. The purchase of sale of securities in this open market made by the Federal Reserve Bank. Following a discussion of the basis of money and credit policy, the use of each of these will be described below, and then they do. So when we look at the structure of the Federal Reserve System, it consists of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, two, the 12 Federal Reserve Banks, three, the Federal Open Market Committee, that's the FOMC, we report on that, the Federal Advisory Council, and the member banks. And then it continues. What is the Board of Governors? The Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, known until 1935 as the Federal Reserve Board, consists of seven members appointed by the President of the United States and confirmed by the Senate. They're appointed for 14 years. I mean, you might get two appointments like that in your life, one seat becoming vacant every 2 years. The chairman of the board is appointed by the president from the membership of the board for a period of 4 years. The members of the Board of Governors has its headquarters in Washington, D.C., and they devote their full time to the business of the board. They must not be directors, officers, employees, or stockholders of any bank, and not more than one of them may be appointed from any one Federal Reserve District. The president, in appointing the members of the Board of Governors, is required to, quote, have due regard to a fair representation of the financial, agricultural, industrial, and commercial interests. This is the captains of finance and industry, and we're throwing in big ag as well, and to the geographical divisions of the country. The Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System is, in most respects, and in all important respects, the body which both supervises and controls the operation of the Federal Reserve System. So we hear an awful lot about Benjamin Shalom, but it's actually the Board of Governors that offers the most control there. The Board determines the reserve requirements of the member banks within statutory limits and determines the discount rates established by 12 Federal Reserve Banks and reviews the budgets and so on. And it just continues. A delightful article, very long. I'll get into it again in the future. But it really comes down to certain things that can happen. Here they are. Possible actions. When inflationary pressures are strong include, right? When inflationary pressures are strong, well, we're starting to see a little bit of pressure with all that quantitative easing thrown into the marketplace. These would be some of the action steps that one would expect historically from the Fed. One, the Federal Reserve System may raise the legal reserve ratio, and we've heard that everywhere on the daily news. This action would increase the proportion of deposits which commercial banks are required to hold on deposit with the Federal Reserve Bank. So the commercial banks, they like Goldman Sachs, they take out money and they deposit. They keep it on deposit, apparently, with the Federal Reserve Banks. Thus, that would be the Bank of New York, thus reducing what? The amount of new loans they could make. So we've given all these trillions of dollars to these big banks all around, but in this reserve requirement, those banks, what do they have to do? They have to keep them on deposit with the central banks. So it's kind of like one hand washing the other, at least it seems like it to me, since loans give rise to deposits. Loans give rise to deposits. I loan Joe Blow money, and Joe Blow deposits. The potential money supply would be reduced. The idea of giving a loan reduces the money in circulation. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at oraclebroadcasting.com.
So in the previous article on banking, we discovered that, the idea of money and cash, you know, we're talking about gold and silver certificates, the gold certificates, all that sort of stuff. But in this article, he says, and this is the same author, by the way, this fellow is really a brilliant guy, been around for a long time, Frank Leroy Kinder, K-I-N-D-E-R, out of University of California system, Berkeley especially, in San Francisco, but Frank Leroy Kinder, and this guy gave seminars to some of the biggest business leaders and governors on the planet. Anyway, a very respected writer, and this is one of the blessings you get sometimes when you dive into these encyclopedias, especially the Americana and the Britannica, and probably Amjur and others. But anyway, here they say, he says, it must be remembered that the term money, as used here, refers principally to bank deposits, the most important means of payment. So as far as this is concerned, this is the 1960s. It's been 50 years, and it's been just about generally accepted that money is what? Digits. Yeah, okay, let's continue. In any case, then, open market sales of securities by the Federal Reserve banks have the effect of reducing bank reserves. Thus, member banks will find themselves increasingly pressed to accommodate their loan customers, and the actual or potential volume of deposits will be reduced. And three, in the circumstances likely to follow upon open market sales, the member banks may be required to seek loans from the Federal Reserve banks of their respective districts. It's an inbred system. If then the Federal Reserve banks increase the interest rate, the discount rate at which such loans are available, member banks would find it increasingly costly to augment their reserves. Now, the reason why I'm sharing this, well, let's go a little bit further. They would therefore tend to be more restrictive and more selective in making loans. All right? Continuing, it says, increasing the reserve ratio, selling securities in the open market, and increasing the discount rate, all these steps would restrict the rate of credit expansion and thus reduce the actual or potential money supply. Clearly, opposite policies would be called for in a period of recession or in a period of deep depression. And so what we're seeing here in the activities of the Federal Reserve is that they're actually doing the opposite. With their mouths, they're trying to create jobs and stimulate the economy and get everything back on an even keel. But for over 50 years, these tools in their toolbox have been known to do exactly the opposite. The steps that they're taking are exacerbating the problem, not trending towards remediating the problem. Now let's go to 10K Puddles and say good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Will. How are you today?
Oh, just going for it. How about yourself?
Oh, not bad. Just listening in here, but just thought I'd chime in here. I got a book that I picked up at a garage sale called The Federal Reserve System, Purposes and Functions, written by the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. And I have a 1954 third edition copy here.
Cool.
Well, so I just want to read a couple things out of here that I thought were kind of interesting. I haven't read the whole thing yet, just bits and pieces of it. But it starts out on December 23rd, 1913, President Woodrow Wilson signed the Federal Reserve Act establishing the Federal Reserve System. Its original purposes, as expressed by its founders, were to give the country an elastic currency, to provide facilities for discounting commercial paper, and to improve the supervision of banking. From the onset, there was recognition that these original purposes were, in fact, integral parts of a broader objective, namely to help counteract inflationary and deflationary movements and to share in creating conditions favorable to sustain high employment, stable values, growth of the country, and a rising level of consumption. Acceptance of this broader objective widened over the years, and today it is generally understood to be the primary source of the system. How is the Federal Reserve System related to production, employment, and the standard of living? The answer is that the Federal Reserve, through its influence on credit and money, affects indirectly every phase of American enterprise and every person in the United States. The purpose of this book is to describe the ways in which the Federal Reserve System exerts its influence.
Isn't that interesting? And yet, you know, it's so powerful as an agency that, you know, laying back there, that it has the ability to make or break the whole country, and it's a totally private system.
Yeah, and then after I read that, you know, shortly you had on They Own It All, Including You by Ronald P. McDonald and Robert Owen?
Robert Rowan, yes.
Robert Rowan, yeah. But, you know, it just blows my mind, you know.
Well, the more we peel back the layers on this particular beast, this particular onion, the more we can see that this system has trumped most levels of government. There's no doubt in my mind about that. But at the same time, while on one side they talk about, oh well, we're going to be able to mitigate the ups and the downs in the markets, is their activities in the market, rather than having a free market, we have a managed market, and their activities in the marketplace are intended to make us rush through these booms and bust cycles by the injection of their monetary tools at various places. As we start to go down, they do an injection. As it starts to come up, they do an injection. And the idea is to go into kind of a flat line. Well, then they can adjust the level of the flat line in this process, and it has to be on a constantly upward slope. But as they said in that little piece there, their purpose is to continue to stimulate consumption. We have to continue to buy. We're the consumers. And under this system, as long as we allow it to continue, That's going to be the fate of America. Bye, 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 bye. Get out and go shopping, folks.
Yeah. And, you know, what's interesting is, like, growing up, I thought to myself, okay, if I work really hard for so many years and I know I need X amount of loaves of bread for the rest of my life, you know, I could just save up that amount of money, you know, and then take it easy and whatnot. But, you know, here it specifically talks about an elastic currency and also a commercial paper. And so if you are a planner and somebody who wants to look ahead to the future and to think, you know, like how many pieces or how many loaves of bread am I going to need for the rest of my life, you know, you really can't look at that. You can't really project, you know, look to the future to or even try to save for the future, because it's a futile system.
Well, it's always you're always reaching to something that is sliding away from your ability to handle it as the inflation devalues your currency on a regular basis. I have books that were published really early on with pictographs and photographs of a 1940s, 1950s housewife standing in a room in a studio where the photographers are taking a picture, and it shows all of the gallons of milk and all of the loaves of bread and all of the hams and all of the stuff and all of the vegetables just stacked up all around them, the canned goods and everything. And this was what, you know, the household would need for a family of five in the course of a year, all right? And so poor Pop, you know, he gets his eyes full of this picture, and he stumbles out of the house early at 6 o'clock, and he's going to go to work because he knows he's going to have to buy out an entire grocery store to get his family through. But, of course, that's the idea that, there's a super abundance in our lives. You know, some people in this world, like people in Asia, they're counting their blessings if they can get a few sacks of rice and they can go out and grouse up some greens to go with it. You know, they eat in a completely different way. But just getting your eyes full of that picture of all the groceries that you bring in the front door, if you could, stack them all up for an entire year and just see what you're buying.
Yep. All right, well, I'll let you get back to this article and okay. Finish it out.
Okay, thanks a lot for calling in, Jason. Always appreciate the call. Good stuff from Jason. He's in the chat room, folks, 10K Puddles. If you want to get on the list, you might even be able to sweet-talk him into getting on the email list and get some of the links he drops in throughout the broadcast. Lots of valuable information coming in there. Well, so there's a lot more to the Federal Reserve than meets the eye. Here's a little bit more. Ex-Goldman executive started the SEC job after earning $57 million. I mean, we can't get rid of these people. It's a revolving door between Wall Street, the bankers, and government. This by Jesse Hamilton, weeks after Eileen P. Rominger left Goldman Sachs, she took the helm of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Oh, my. Investment Management Division is one of the wealthiest people to ever join the agency. And this is a regulator. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable.
TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, September the 2nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. First hour of today's broadcast got into a little bit of financial news. Still into the news basket, reviewed a little bit of the history of the Federal Reserve, its purpose, and some of the tools in Benjamin Shalom Bernanke's toolbox, you know, the things that they can do in their monetary policy to, well, ostensibly make things in better in America. But, of course, you know that it doesn't work that way. At least it hasn't so far. I think they're firing blanks. But they seem to be doing, the deeper I dig into it, trying to figure this out, they seem to be doing exactly the opposite of what they say they're doing in public. Well, maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe not. I'll have to do some more research, and that's what I do after these broadcasts end each day. Back into the news basket again, this ex-Goldman exec started a job at the Security Exchange Commission after earning $57 million. Of course, we wouldn't want an ignorant person to take such an important role, but it seems like, you know, kind of an inbred love fest going on here between Goldman Sachs and the Bank of New York and J.P. Morgan Chase and Bank of America and so on and so forth when it comes to managing and being the regulators. It's like putting, as they say, proverbially, the fox into the henhouse. After Eileen P. Rominger left Goldman Sachs, as threatened by Jesse Hamilton, New News for Bloomberg, she took the helm of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's Investment Management Division as one of the wealthiest people to ever join that agency. Rominger reported $57.5 million in income from New York-based Goldman Sachs in a financial disclosure form covering 2010 and 2011. She also reported making $2.3 million to $13.2 million in investment income since the start of 2010. Rominger, 56, retired as Global Chief Investment Officer at Goldman Sachs Assets Management in December after 11 years with the firm. I can expect that she's going to be non-partial in all of her decisions, right? She's going to really come in there and put the bright light of truth on the SEC and all of the securities and exchange that they deal with. The financial disclosure obtained by Bloomberg under a public records request, you know, Bloomberg does good things. They root around considerably. Asked for ranges rather than specific dollar figures. She listed compensation received from Goldman Sachs from January 2010 through July 2011 on two lines, one totaling $46.8 million and one at $10.7 million. It was unclear in what time period she may have earned the compensation. Well, there's more to that. Barclays is sued for $67.4 million by trustee liquidating the firm or Bernie Madoff with the loot firm. All right? Another one. The banks are under pressure here this morning, folks, and it's impacting the stock market with headline news like this. You can only imagine Tom Wiedlich writing this one. Barclays, PLC, and five other companies were sued by the trustee liquidating the money management firm of convicted Ponzi scheme mastermind Bernard Madoff. According to court records, trustee Irving Picard, who is seeking to recover money transferred from Madoff's company, sued Barclays. That's the Rothschilds, by the way. Barclays and State Street Global Advisors sued Barclays yesterday for $67.4 million. Picard also sued Sumitomo Mitsui Trust Holding Inc. for $54.3 million. Korea Exchange Bank for $33.6 million. Cathay Life Insurance for $41.7 million. The Bank Provia Espirito Santo S.A. for $11.4 million. And the Banco Carris S.P.A. for $10.5 million. All the transfers to the entity sued were derived from investments made with Bernie Madoff with the loot. Right. Well, here's a little bit more. Indian subsidies to clean energy rise 63%. That's right, baby. Free energy, as long as you subsidize it. We'll be right back.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So once again, well, welcome back to our Friday, September the 2nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local for all of those out there just joining us for our second hour of today's broadcast. In the first hour, a variety of news and other related stuff, a little bit out of the encyclopedias in regards to the Federal Reserve System. Let's continue with this article. Indian subsidies to clean energy rise by 63% to 2.36 billion rupees. Of course, a rupee, that many rupees doesn't add up to much, 51 million. But nevertheless, it's financially, in the financial year ended March the 31st. The assistance included favorable interest rates on loans and higher rates paid to wind farms for the electricity and other projects for the clean power they generate. The Minister of the New and Renewable Energy, Farouk Abdullah, said in a written response to Parliament today, all right? This is all dependent upon your money, folks. Money, money, money. It's coming out of your pocket. The green movement, not so green, rather brown around the edges, tattered in shreds. Solar World shutters U.S., German lines to cut costs, rival Asia. What's this about? Stefan Nikola, green jobs, don't count on it. Solar World AG will close the plant in California and older production lines in Germany to cut costs and help it compete with its rivals in Asia. Solar World, based in Bonn, will stop the output of its modules, solar cells mounted together near Camarillo in California, and shift U.S. production to a bigger, more advanced plant in Hillsboro, Oregon. Now, I don't know whether Vicki Davis knows about this plant in Hillsboro, Oregon, but this could be one of those foreign trade zones, and we're using EB-5 people on visas from China. Closing the older lines and cutting temporary workers at its 1 gigawatt plant in Saxony, Germany, will also allow Solar World to keep wages below 10% of their overall costs. That's increasing your productivity, right? Whack the labor. Chief Executive Officer Frank Asbeck said in the statement, it means that we offer quality from Germany and quality made in the U.S. that is competitive with products from Asia, Asbeck said. Well, you can do that most certainly if you're using alien labor forces. Anyway, here's another one. Morgan Stanley among panel members working on a new climate bond. A new climate bond. Bonds and bonded indebtedness like chains. Matthew Carr writing this one. Executives from Morgan Stanley and Catalyst Capital Investors are among new members of an advisory panel for the Climate Bonds Initiative, the CBI, formed to help put together a new $300 million bond by an unspecified issuer. The new bond, issued in Australian dollars, will probably be a refinancing of a group wind energy loan and will use a standard being established by the London-based Climate Bonds Initiative, said Sean Kidney. I don't know if the liver had anything to say, but the kidney spoke. Chairman of the initiative, he declined to be more specific because the bond was not yet public knowledge. Well, there's more here. United Nations finds Israel's Gaza flotilla interception legal and used excessive force. Talk about getting a pass. They're getting one. Flavia Krause-Jackson and Omri Perker, or Peaker, writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg. Israel's effort last year to stop a flotilla of ships from reaching the Gaza Strip was legal. May not be lawful, but it was legal. Though the way it was carried out was excessive and unreasonable, the United Nations said in a report, Israel's decision to board the vessel with such substantial force at a great distance from the blockade zone and with no final warning immediately prior to the boarding was excessive and unreasonable, according to a 105-page report obtained by the New York Times and posted on its website. The UN said Israel's naval blockade was legal. So it follows that Israel was entitled to enforce it. And then it continues and gives you the grim and gory details. Trust busting? Yeah. AT&T antitrust suit draws line in the sand that will affect other U.S. mergers. This by Jeff Bliss and Sarah Ford on August the 31st. A little older law news here. The lawsuit seeking to block AT&T Inc.'s takeover of T-Mobile USA shows a more aggressive antitrust stance by the U.S. Justice Department. All right, throwing up some of these firewalls for this accumulations. It's mergers and acquisitions. The suit filed yesterday in Washington federal court seeks to derail the $39 billion T-Mobile deal, the biggest acquisition announced this year, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. Well, the T-Mobile deal is the biggest challenge by the Justice Department since it sued in June of 2000 to block WorldCom Inc.'s proposed acquisition of Sprint, a deal valued at $152 billion when the companies called off the merger the following month. So if we do put pressure in the right places, folks, sometimes it helps. Anyway, here's a little bit more. Let's go into this. Empire and World Leadership. And this out of the America Idea of Mission by Edward McNall Burns, book I've shared excerpts with you out of. Chapter 10, Empire and World Leadership. Since the beginning of their history as a nation, he writes, Americans have struggled to reconcile two sharply conflicting views of their relations with the rest of the world. On the one hand, they've considered themselves a peculiar people, separated by thousands of miles from the homeland of their fathers, although we have homeland security today, and hating the wicked and irrational ways of Europe. Hating the wicked and irrational ways of Europe. You can throw in England there, too. In accordance with this line of thinking, the old world has been synonymous with oppression, tyranny, and crafty and cynical diplomacy. On the other hand, Americans have conceived of their republic as the handmaid of destiny, capital D, as a chosen nation with a mission to guide and instruct and even to rule savage and senile peoples. To accomplish such a mission, it would be necessary for America to express her sympathy with the victims of repression, to intervene to assist them, and even to overthrow autocratic and militaristic regimes that stood as obstacles to the spread of liberty and civilization. Arguments of this sort have frequently been used to justify our intervention into the rivalries and contentions of old world politics. The lure of empire? It would scarcely be an exaggeration to say that America became an empire before she became a state. At least she developed imperial ambitions. These were manifested in the claims of several of the colonies to lands extending to the Mississippi River, and even in some cases to the Pacific Ocean. They were exhibited also in speeches and writings of a number of our founders. As early as 1778, George Mason avowed that the Union would not be complete until the inhabitants of all the territory from Cape Breton to the Mississippi were included in it. As long as Britain possessed Canada and West Florida, she would be continually inciting the Indians against the whites. And as long as she held the harbors of St. Augustine, Halifax Americans would not be able to protect their trade from depredations. In 1799, Hamilton, that'd be Alexander Levine Hamilton, wrote that we, quote, ought to certainly look to the possession of the Floridas and Louisiana, and we ought to squint at South America. Squint at South America. Even Jefferson confessed to looking with covetous eyes upon Cuba, quote, as the most interesting addition which could ever be made to our system of states, close quote. It would round out our control over the Gulf of Mexico and fill up the measure of our political well-being, close quote. He realized, however, that it could not be obtained without war, and with that was a price he was unwilling to pay. Well, more on that. Empire and world leadership. Empire builders all the way up to Seward, bringing on Alaska and Hawaii. Of course, we're doing that empire building constantly. And this out of the future of cities, the United Nations Habitat, United Nations Human Settlements Program. We'll pick that up after this.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the Revel Path. Sundays.
Of course, for me, most all of August was invested in reading through the Medici, their history. Very, very interesting work. Crawling through that book and comparing and researching companion articles on the internet. You know, very, very interesting work. Anyway, we found out a lot about that, but we did discover that it was the Medici really who brought in this reawakened the art of learning and art itself. You know, from them we owe the Renaissance, and from the Renaissance, the Reformation. Well, here, this is the Five Solas. You can find this on the Theopedia.com, /main_page, Theopedia.com. It says, featured article, the Five Solas, Soles or Solas, S-O-L-A-S. What are the Five Solas? The Five Solas are five Latin phrases or slogans that emerged from the Protestant Reformation, intended to summarize the Reformers' basic theological tenets in contrast to certain teachings of the Roman Catholic Church of the day. Sola, son like son, is Latin meaning alone or only. And the corresponding phrases are sola fide, my faith alone, sola scriptura, scripture alone, solus Christus, Christ alone, sola gratia, grace alone, and sola Deo gloria, glory to God alone. And it's an interesting article. You might want to look it up and read it for yourself. But this was that break we had between the old world order and the established universal church, the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, and the new Protestant Reformation. And, of course, so many that came to our shores initially were Protestants. It was only later that Maryland and other things happened to us, New York City, New York City, and the Statue of Liberty and things like that, that, I would say, adulterated the pond, all right? But that's, well, it is both here and there. Let's go on. But that's something you might want to take a look at, the Five Solas, S-O-L-A-S, and find out more about that so that you can understand some of what came out of the Reformation. This, back to our discussion from the United Nations Habitat, the Future of Cities, interesting book, a booklet. It's a pamphlet. You can get it from unp.un.org, United Nations Publications.un.org. And we continue on page 8. The presentation focused on the experience of the Terracina city through the best practice project of Villa Barrio, which has excelled in the area of social inclusion. You know, we're going to have a big tent here. We're all included, right? Y'all come. That's the idea. Y'all come from, you know, just bring us your poor, bring us your detestable, bring us your criminals, you know, and let all the criminals out of the Cuban jails and flood them over here, and they'll eventually wind up in Congress, and we've got one of those. Ileana, we talked about earlier in the week. Continuing, at present, just about 924 million people live in urban slums. This constitutes 30% of the world's total urban population, about 43% of the urban population of all developing regions combined live in slums, and just about 78% of the urban population in the least developed countries, the backward countries, the LDCs, live in slums. 78%. And that's what we want to merge with, right? Sure. Let's just bring those slums over here, but we're going to get them in America. You bet. Redistribution of wealth will guarantee that. In the next 30 years, this was written in 2003, the global number of slum dwellers is likely to increase to about 2 billion if no serious action is taken to improve the lives of slum dwellers and prevent the formation of new slums, you know, like Detroit and Chicago and elsewhere. The experience of Terracina is an excellent example of how developing country cities of the 21st century can deal with rising poverty, which is most vividly manifested and concentrated in slums. It illustrates most of the key ingredients of current best practice in participatory urban slum upgrading and poverty reduction. Let's go into it. Just a few bullet points here. A holistic approach encompassing housing, health, education, and livelihoods, with close attention being paid to gender. It's always women, children, and indigenous people, you know, with close attention being paid to gender in all those areas. Ability to reach the poorest of the urban poor. A community participation approach, this is communitarianism raising its ugly head, through formalized processes and requiring contributions from slum dwellers themselves. You will work. You will work. Involvement of communities from the very beginning. A partnership approach with government playing a facilitative role. These are your facilitators, your change agents, all right? Public-private partnerships. That is, getting things moving. Financial accountability, and adherence to quality norms. And then it continues and talks about the actions that were carried out. African cities, their immediate locus on security and their enduring promise of a civilizing mission. Well, we've got a lot of work happening right now in those African cities, you know. In Egypt, and in Libya, in Tunisia, and even by extension, the Near East. In the Gaza Strip, and in Syria, and elsewhere. Let's go on, Turkey. The rise and fall of some of Africa's pioneering cities have come to be known over a long period of human history since the glorious epochs of the Sumerian, Egyptian, and Indus Valley civilizations as potent centers, C-E-N-T-R-E-S here, using the English spelling, of human promise in technological, socio-cultural, economic, and political advancement. Yeah, that's right, we're having the Arab Spring. These are all those very well-educated, underprivileged people in these countries. Such potency has been acquired by cities, somehow creating an enabling environment for the seamless interaction of a variety of creative ideas and innovative technologies, and synergizing them into novel forms and movements that propel new structures of production and services, new systems of trade and transboundary relations, and an enriched womb for the manifestation of genius, talent, and skill. Yeah, is this enabling city environment that made Timbuktu, in the present-day Mali, such a glittering jewel of intellectual ferment in science and scholarship and international crossroad in commerce and diplomacy. Can you imagine that? Timbuktu. A blossoming geopolitical center for the founding of at least two empires, Mali and Sangay. For nine centuries since its founding in 8800, Timbuktu was synonymous with learning at the highest cutting-edge level. A medieval international traveler and historian, Leo Africanus, wrote an incredible piece in the early 16th century pointing to this marvelous specialty of Timbuktu. Of course, it's from Leo Africanus that Afrikaan gets its name, right? Timbuktu is a city of learning and letters where the king, besides disposing of an army of 3,000 cavalry and countless infantry supported from his treasury, not a standing army, would it be, many magistrates, learned doctors, and men of religion. Hence, in Timbuktu, he noted, there's a big market for manuscript books from the Berber countries, and more profit is made from the sale of books than any other merchandise. But you see, all of this points to something very important here. And that is that through Western man's colonization and empire building, so many of these other cultures have been reduced to
to abject poverty. They live in slums. Security concerns? Continuing. No wonder. Safety and security. It's always about safety and security. This is Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59, the promotion of a culture of safety. I call it the safety cult. Safety and security concerns have become immediate agenda for action in most contemporary megacities of the continent. That would be Africa. Cairo, the Johannesburg, Pretoria conurbation, Kinshasa, Lagos, the Khartoum, Omdurman agglomeration, and Nairobi. Part of the insecurity stems from social divergence and the loss of positive attributes of the age-old village communities, soul-to-soul connectedness, soul-to-God connectivity, the spirit of Ubuntu and Dano, of sharing and caring, cohesion, promoting ties and inclusiveness, and the loss of the feeling of abundance. Don't get a chance to hear these kind of words very often, do we? Be right back. Stay tuned.
OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so continuing just a bit further with this UN Habitat, the Future of Cities discussion, and the other factors, you know, we've given all these lofty soul-to-soul, soul-to-God, sharing and caring, cohesion, promoting ties, inclusiveness, loss of the feelings of abundance. And this is your Pierre Teilhard de Chardin kind of New Age stuff, you know. Lots of touchy-feely, planetary skin, the noosphere, and all of that. Continuing here from the article, it says, the other factors responsible for insecurity in African megacities are the increasing belligerence of those who work and live outside the social norms, and the perception that they must be met by an equality, no-yielding stand by the society. This is exemplified by the speech made by then-president of South Africa, or Sud-Africa, some would like to say, Nelson Mandela, when he opened parliament on the 17th of February, 1995, targeting the escalating crime in the country. Here's the quote. The situation cannot be tolerated in which in our country continues to be engulfed by the crime wave, which includes murder, crime against women and children, drug trafficking, armed robbery, fraud, and theft. We must take the war to the criminals. Instructions have therefore already gone out to the Minister of Safety and Security, the National Commission of Police Service and Security Organs as a whole to take all necessary measures to bring down the levels of crime. Of course, we saw what happened there under Nelson Mandela. Improving the system of crime reporting, recording, and investigation at police stations and in detective units. Improving the administration of juvenile justice. Providing social support, which would provide or prevent people from becoming victims or perpetrators, that's important, or perpetrators of crime. Prioritizing the reduction in the incidence of violent crime, such as gun crime and the reduction of corruption. Limiting environmental opportunities for crime. Maximizing blockages to crime in planning new city developments and an upgrade existing infrastructures, then, and it continues. And it comes down to this, where we see a fellow named Donzinger writing this in his 1996 report on the U.S. National Criminal Justice Commission, The Real War on Crime. He concludes this way, for the last 20 years, criminal justice practices have been so profoundly ill-conceived that they have been bound to fail. As the failures have accumulated, the justice system has responded by adding more of the same policies. Prison and jail populations in this nation have tripled since 1980, speaking of America, and law enforcement expenditures have quadrupled. But polls show that most Americans do not feel safe. If this gets tough, strategy worked. The results would be apparent by now. If this get-tough strategy worked, the results would be apparent by now. And yet, in view of that knowledge, so many years ago, like a bunch of insane children and adolescents, we keep doing the same things and the same things, and we've got the Department of Homeland Security and expanding exponentially. Well, anyway, I'm going to St. Simon try and find a little bit of the roots of all of this evil. When St. Simon's writings are divested of their polemic character as restoration political pamphlets and of the pseudo-scientific twaddle into which he laps on occasion, there remains a theory of man and society based on professional or occupational class stratification. We've spoken of that in the past, kind of in a review here. Underlying the theory was a number of simple preconceptions which he never stopped to analyze, perhaps because they were the cornerstones of his system, and like most fundamental assumptions, they were blithely taken for granted. And as Aristotle reminded us so long ago, such as we begin badly, we cannot help but to end badly. The most important single postulate implicit in St. Simon's doctrines is that class defined the nature of man, his social action, his whole destiny. So it's important to understand this idea of class and status. Drop down and look a bit further. By savants, and this is Babouf, I believe, by savants, he meant in the first instance the physical scientists, though the term is used in the letters on Habitat of Geneva, included all laymen of the spirit, publicists, social philosophers, and artists, as well as positive scientists. This term savant is important. These are the experts that say, the gurus, all right? The super social scientists that in the positive stage of human development will assist the appointed dictators in all that they do. Very important. But let's continue. The scientists would be imposing their class ideal. Of course, we're talking about class and we're talking about status. We might now say ethos upon the whole of society. A scientist, by nature, existed to discover positive truth and to utilize the truths for human benefit. or betterment. If his were the primary class, society would abandon superstition and conflict and would become a great workshop in which talents vied for universal approbation expressed in terms of rank in the hierarchy of science. To labor for humanity would become the way to fame. And so we hear about that, the great philanthropists, the humanitarians. You know, every time you turn around, it's Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation doing this, or the Rockefeller Foundation doing that, or the Ford or the Carnegie Foundation doing this. You can read the book, Foundations, Their Power and Their Influence by Renee Wurmser. You can look at all of the various and sundry organizations out there, the Sierra Club, you know, the Nature Conservancy, PETA, World Wildlife Federation. Oh, they're so humanitarian, right? Until you look under the sheet. Continuing, at times, St. Simon regarded the scientists as a new priesthood and called their one fundamental law the law of gravity. Again, that's Newton. We talked about that earlier. Newtonian principle, the one fundamental law, a central, unifying religious principle. We could also say Darwinianism, evolution. Evolution probably trumps Newton's law of gravity. But this sanctification was not essential to his class theory. The crucial point was that scientists, again, this is the new priesthood, were in the forefront and set the values of intellectual progress, utility, work, humanity, benevolence, as the goals of the whole society. So we can look at the priest class at Monsanto, for instance, or at AT&T, the captains of finance and industry, the new priesthood, where the temple is the bank, and the priests, by their Lori Blankfein, Mr. Cohen, Jamie Dimon, and all the rest. Continuing, says the scientists is a new priesthood, and this crucial point was that scientists were in the forefront and set the values of intellectual progress. This new, more perfect order, whose constituent elements were already present in society, could be achieved in a number of ways, preferably by universal consent of all classes. It's always by voluntary compliance, you know. The conversion both of the property owners and the property less to the belief that in their own class interest, they should award supremacy to the scientists. We're always being asked to accede to the experts that say, right? We contact the universities. In academia, and we have them send out an expert. Or you listen to talk radio, and there's always another expert says. You look in the news articles up on Bloomberg, and every article, even if they are based simply on the reporting of EconoDay, they go into their Rolodex and they find experts to say, and the experts come out, and everybody believes and accepts them as the high priests of knowledge, right? As an alternative, he urged the scientists to seize the initiative themselves and to organize their own ranks around a scientific papacy. Of course, we saw from the donations and the decretals that the papacy was absolutely a perversion of what was originally considered early Christian doctrine. But this is just another perversion, isn't it? Or again, he called upon a great temporal power, like Napoleon, to act as the new Constantine. The new Constantine, the decretals, the donation, and adopt the religion of science, which would bestow social supremacy upon its high priests. So we talk about technocracy, or the technotalitarian state, or the GIS, GPS, global governance system. And we're standing right on top of the shoulders of Henry St. Simon and Auguste Comte. But the techniques for installing the scientists at the apex of society occupied St. Simon's attention less than demonstrating that their ascendancy as a class was urgent and in the long run inevitable. You see, at one time, scientists were these kind of like weird boneheads that were basically kept by wealthy people in some room in their castle. But they came to the fore under the Industrial Revolution. This new spiritual capacity would ultimately organize Europe, even as the church once had. Mankind had been moving in that direction through the ages. The only problem was, would men march with history, or they would be dragged along wearily after ages of suffering and bloody strife? Would it be voluntary or would it be by force? I don't remember whether it was Brzezinski or someone else, but they said that you're going to have a new world order, either voluntarily or by force.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Hey America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into True Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
And blowing into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, of course, you can go to show.archive@gmail.com, show.archive@gmail.com. Throw an email over to Fritz, and we've got a 3-DVD set, I guess. Audio in jewel cases that hold 650 of our broadcasts. Become Vocal Local, and he'll get them to you on your way to $15, and it includes shipping. So if you know somebody out there that would like to get all these broadcasts, maybe they're on dial-up, maybe they're in a foreign country, can't access it, low bandwidth or something like that. 650 broadcasts on 3 DVD discs, media discs, in jewel cases, $15 donation to Fritz, not to me. for his time and his effort. That's quite an effort he's put into this. But you can contact him at show.archive@gmail.com. I'm sure he'll appreciate hearing from you. St. Simon's psychological analysis of the scientists, or savants, he calls them savants, all right? And they had salons. The savants would be in salons. It's like, you know, Madame de Stael and Madame Blavatsky and the Lucis Trust, you know, these Luciferians and stuff like that. They're savants, you know, the soothsayers and Nostradamus and the rest of them. St. Simon's psychological analysis of the scientists or savants reveals an understanding of the complexities of the intellectual personality. See, this is all new in his time. And remember that we're talking not about ancient history, really. We're talking about the time of the founding of this country. St. Simon bout at the Battle of Yorktown with George Washington, by the way. Though as a class, again, the scientists, the savants, they were the most important in the whole social organism because they knew the secret of progress, because these creative geniuses were by nature, however, a troublesome group. The men who held the future of mankind in their hands through their scientific capacity were capable of great evil as well as great good, as I've said so many times on the broadcast, you know. Whether you take a look at a heart framing hammer, there's your old technology. Or whether you look at the modern, you know, terabyte computer, Pentium. I guess it's bigger than that these days. I don't know. Anyway, I've got a Pavilion HP tower here, and this thing just absolutely screams. But if you take a look at that, you can think of it from the two different standpoints. This can either be technology used for good, or it can be technology used for evil. So the men who held the future of mankind in their hands through their scientific capacity, whether that be Monsanto or Pfizer, could have gone into some of those reports today as well, Bechtel, Halliburton, Kellogg Brown and Root, Lockheed Martin, Boeing, any of them, AT&T, wherever. The men who held the future of mankind in their hands through their scientific capacity were capable of great evil as well as great good. They had a demonic quality, which it behooved other classes in society to be wary of. See, he understood this battle between the Brotherhood of Darkness and the Brotherhood of Light. In 1802, Saint Simon arraigned the savants as a class with an accusation of direct blood guilt in the excesses of the revolution. You know, how do you collapse the Medici? You got to get King George in trouble. He goes broke. How do you get any of the kings in trouble? You trick them into a war like Libya, you know, like Afghanistan, like Iraq. And then you loan them the money to go to war with, and then you jack them up on the other side. Then you finance the other side, and you bring them all into your grip. Again, they had a demonic quality, which it behooved other classes in society to be wary of. In 1802, Saint-Simon arraigned the savants as a class with an acute accusation of direct blood guilt in the excesses of the revolution, for they had acted in a purely destructive, a century later he would have said nihilistic, manner. Their tragic flaw was an itching eagerness to thrust themselves into the temporal world, to join the battles or battles of the political arena, to dominate social affairs, when their positive talents lay in a completely different sphere, in the discovery and the proclamation of scientific truth, divorced from the passing struggles of the marketplace this morning. Talking about the super committee, this joint select committee on deficit reduction, we could have gone into a greater detail as regards to the lobbyists and the confusion that this particular committee, this joint select committee on deficit reduction, has caused the lobbying community. They don't know whether to step or fetch it, go blind or do their business, you know, because it's a completely different model. It's legislative, it's congressional, House of Representatives, U.S. House, and the Senate together, and bipartisan. I mean, all their old tools are blanks, and they've got a fixed date. They can't woo this panel for very long. What is it, the 23rd of November? They need a decision then. They got a drop dead date. Well, let's continue. During the French Revolution, the savants had directed the overthrow of the ancient regime without leaving anything in its place. And as we've said so many times, government abhors a vacuum. You can come into Tahrir Square and piss on everything and pull down the statues. But you better have a replacement set well in hand and be that replacement set. And so many people today just don't buy, don't comply, and ask why, but they're not going to do anything about it. They are exercising the do-nothing option. They had abandoned themselves to an orgy of invective against the stable forces without generating any new social conceptions to replace them. Folks, this is absolutely essential knowledge. Better get it together. Often enough, they were innocents in the temporal world, not conscious of the historic role they were destined to play, and sometimes they could be seduced, swerving the course of history from the path of progress. Yet, despite his recognition of their manifold psychological weaknesses and deficiencies, in his first writing, Saint-Simon elevated them to the pinnacle of society. We absolutely have to understand how vast our system is in this empire-building nation that was built by our forefathers, and realize that it's not going to be an overnight fix. You can champion for the end of the Fed, but if you don't even know what the Fed does and what roles it performs, how are you going to craft a replacement set? Or are you just willing to throw it all down? Go ahead, break the glass. Let's go to crystal now, right? Do it. Well, rebuilding from that could be terrible. We need to be that replacement set. We need to have a better plan in hand. Otherwise, as wise physicians, you know, we're always trying to seek the cure of the disease, not to get carried away with all of the study of the symptoms, raising symptoms up to the level of a social science, symptomology as I call it, or the victims and the study of the victims up to the level of a social science, call it victimology. No, no. That we've been doing. Here we are just 10 days away now, 9 days now, away from September the 11th, and for the last 10 years, we've been chasing symptoms and chasing the victims, and we've allowed the disease to run rampant, metastasizing even worse throughout all of the body politic. It's time to change the program. Be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. We need to be wise physicians. We need to effect the cure. Cure the disease, the symptoms go away, and there are no more victims. But anyway, certainly St. Simon saw this long ago. He began to see in the leaders of contemporary science the indifferentists, men blind to the catastrophe of the European continent and the chaos of society, proceeding with their trifling experiments, unconcerned for the consequences. Proceeding with their trifling experiments, unconcerned for their consequences, as the entire rice crop of America becomes contaminated with genetically modified rice. All of our corn going to genetically modified corn, fit only for blowing up a smokestack in the form of ethanol. They held the clue to the salvation of the continent, the integration of scientific thought, and the imposition of a uniform system of knowledge and morality upon society. But they shirked their duty, letting the full weight of the burden fall upon his shoulders alone. In his rage at beholding the egotist scientists, each pursuing petty experiments while the world, which needed their spiritual leadership, was bleeding itself to death, Saint Simon drove them from the eminence to which they had been raised in his ideal society a few years before. First he denounced the physical mathematical scientists, then the physiologists. They had refused to formulate a general scientific theory which would lead to the science of man. They were unwilling to abandon the individualist studies which were trapping them in blind alleys and to cooperate with his great scientific revolution. In his system, which would bring peace and universal happiness to mankind, he cursed them roundly and turned elsewhere. Wow. So long ago. Positivism, we'll find out more about it next week. Thanks for listening. I'll be back on Monday. Hope you will be too. And in the meantime, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.